Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
A story that I saw, or a post on Facebook, and it was about a planned address at St. Mary's School Waverley, which sparked a debate around one of the most difficult balancing acts facing institutions today. Where's the line between legitimate security concerns and silencing of unpopular or controversial viewpoints? The cancellation of the address has raised questions around free expression and public pressure. Supporters of the decision might argue that the institutions have a responsibility to protect students to avoid conflict. Critics, however, warn that cancelling speakers because of pressure or controversy risks creating a culture where difficult opinions or different ones are simply shut down. Joining us now is Klaas Mokomale, who is the head coordinator at Africans for Peace. Klaas, a very, very good morning. Thank you for joining us. For anybody who doesn't know what I was talking about, that could be a bit confusing. Tell us what happened.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. Just to give a big background, mm-hmm. What happened is that I got invited by the school, St. Mary's, Waverley Girls. They sent me an email mm-hmm. a while back, sometime in February, asking me to come and speak. But we only managed to secure a date for May. So okay. We had a meeting around March, and we secured a date around March for May. Okay, cool. They said, no, they want me to come and speak because they actually had someone to speak to the girls last year who sort of gave pro-Palestinian views. So mm-hmm. they wanted someone who can come and give alternative views.
Right.
Obviously, I agreed. I came, I met them, and we spoke. They told me how the sessions ran and stuff like that. So last week, on the Thursday, around 11 a.m., they called me saying, look, the session is still on tomorrow, which is the Friday, because they come on the Thursday saying the Friday we're going on with this thing. They turn around 11 a.m. Oraku, they're telling me that they're still going to run the same way. It's going to be an hour and a half session. You're going to be speaking. The girls are going to get to ask you questions and stuff like that. We want you to tell your story, give your viewpoints, leadership and stuff like that. Cool. Shockingly, around 4:30, in the late afternoons, I get another call. Say, look, we have to cancel this because there are threats that people want to come and disrupt the session, boycotts, especially from external groups. Okay, cool. Why? They are not really giving me much reasons. They're saying security and stuff like that. Then, 5 o'clock on the dot, I get an email saying that, yeah, we are postponing or we are canceling this thing. It was a shock because the school is the one that actually communicated with me. They wanted me to come and speak, and now it was a shock because I obviously I was looking forward to this, and I put out everything. So I cleared my calendar, making sure that I'm available for this. And obviously, my story is different. So it's not like I go there and preach propaganda. I go 100%. There and tell
right.
personal accounts and my views on this. So I should have been allowed to actually go and speak to the girls and give them my personal account and share my experiences in the Middle East or in politics and stuff like that.
Right. So they cancelled, effectively saying that it's for security reasons. Does that make any sense to you?
It does not make sense because the other speaker, by the way, if you don't know, the other speaker who spoke last year spoke at an assembly, and it was compulsory for all the girls in the school. They had to listen to that speaker, while mine was an after-school program
which oh,
was
wow.
going to start at 3 p.m.
Wow, wow.
3 p.m., and it was not even compulsory.
So it wasn't at the assembly.
I don't understand how that could have been an issue because it's after school, it wasn't compulsory, but obviously there was interest from a number of students, a number of learners were going to be coming. So now it actually came as a shock as well because even if they're to disrupt, what are they disrupting? Like, it's not my first time meeting stuff like this. So I would have liked that to happen. If that's the case, I would have liked the oppositions to come, actually, to come and listen, because I like people who are,
yes,
carrying opposition views and stuff like that.
Wow. So what do we think? I mean, what do you think actually did happen here at St. Mary's?
I think the school succumbed to pressure, mm-hmm. and I can tell you that even in the meeting we had, we spoke about these things. Look, the topic is always, like, whenever we come to this topic, some views are always they're not welcome. So when they're not welcome, some people or some parties go out there and find ways to make sure that they shut the door and they don't allow people to come and share their views. We spoke about this when we had a meeting, and they made sure that, look, we're not going to allow that here. Then it came as a shock now when they said, no, we can't do it. So I feel like they succumbed to pressure, and the pressure obviously came from parents, I believe, and came from external organizations. And it doesn't make sense, because a progressive school like St. Mary's should allow for alternative views. They should allow for people with different views to come and share, because these students are smart. We believe they give the right education, because these students are smart and they're open-minded. So they wouldn't just ask anything without questioning it. The space is like that. Obviously, we are allowed to have discussions. The discussions that are not favorable, the discussions that might not be comfortable to other people, but they should be allowed, and the students or the learners in general can actually get to ask questions.
They gave you the excuse of security concerns. Do you think that's real? Did they offer you any substance, anything to substantiate that?
No. There was nothing. They just said they saw threats on the WhatsApp groups, and that there was no security threats. I think there are many ways to address them. What would have happened? Like, we have security companies, the school has security companies, we have SAPS. If there was a need, would have given me an option. Look, we are postponing from this week. We're going to do it maybe in 3 weeks' time. Or no, we do it online. There was no alternative. We just said, look, the WhatsApp groups, there is it.
And it's very clear.
There was nothing.
And surely if there is a security threat, then you deal with the security threat. You deal with people making those threats rather than shut down debate. What it should be doing is reinforcing how much more important it is, because when you intimidate people into silence, you have a very, very dangerous situation, and you're certainly not fulfilling your responsibility of educating young minds and giving them different alternatives. The fact that somebody feels so strongly that they have to threaten to shut you up should ring alarm bells for the school, I would imagine.
Yeah. So I think maybe the school could have handled this better. Mm-hmm. I'm not happy, but obviously I'm going to be meeting them.
Yeah, I'm just interested. Yeah, I'd love to hear, because we obviously will reach out. We are going to be reaching out to the school, because we need to give them, and I want to give them right of reply. And I'm interested to hear, number one, firstly, to see if they'll come on and talk about it, which I would love them to do. But number two, also then to try and explain how they balance this very difficult issue of giving the kids the ability to hear different things and not being giving in to intimidation. It's a very, very difficult position they might be in, but it's an important one nevertheless. How do you hope that it'll be resolved?
I'm hoping for a platform. I want to speak to the girls, and now, since I've learned that the other speaker spoke to the whole school and it was compulsory, I also want a compulsory platform.
Absolutely right.
And yeah, I want to be given an opportunity again, and it should happen soon. I know they're going into exams. Maybe I'll allow the learners to focus on the exams. Right after the exams, I want to go and speak to them. Now I'm actually more energetic on this. I'm actually looking forward to it, and hopefully it happens very soon.
Absolutely right. That is where we leave it. And keep us posted. Please let us know how the meetings go, how it's been resolved. And, of course, we'll let you know if St. Mary's agreed to come and chat to us. Klaas Mokomole, who is head coordinator at Africans for Peace, talking about his the cancellation of his address at St. Mary's School.